am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street once covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged, and I have become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Please subscribe to my podcast. Become a patron. June 5. Sentencing day in more ways than one. Hollywood could not have written this script. Hoodoo investment advisor Don J. Bennett, the Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and District of Columbia DISBI, Department of Insurance, Securities and Banking, did not turn over to cops, is sentenced in Greenbelt, Maryland federal court at the same time. Same day, the Securities and Exchange Commission holds its best interest deciding day. Talk about pie in Wall Street's face. Don J. Bennett, the model of Wall Street crimesters getting away with their crimes for decades, is being sentenced in Greenbelt, Maryland federal court, 16.3 miles away from the Securities and Exchange Commission best interest event day. That is 26 minutes by car before the metro summer shutdown. That was meaning I may make it on time if I left now to take the bus. 4 hours and 3 minutes if I walked, which I won't do. I have to pick up donuts first. A thank you. I may splurge the night before for Shoppers Colossal Donuts or the morning of for Dunkin' Donuts. And there is a store located around the corner and up the block a bit. Decisions. All these years of more victims later. All these years of Wall Street cover-up. Mash-up written with a heavenly twist. Kismet. Two seismic events, same day and with my exposed Wall Street secrets Warren Buffett does not tell investors, newly minted business cards in hand, the icing on my cake. I got it right again about Warren Buffett being, not if but when, Ponzi scammed. 9+ years after I tipped the Securities and Exchange Commission, after I tipped FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, after I tipped DISBI, DC's Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, sentencing day for only 2 out of an office of about 10 plus, without counting interns and support staff, without anyone from Western International Securities broker-dealer firm or investment advisory firm, or from J.P. Morgan Clearing, or even Jamie Dimon, who knew. Jamie did. Documented. 2 people being sentenced only, Don J. Bennett and Bradley Maskow. This phrase I found on an Instagram feed, a bird sitting on a branch on a tree, is never afraid of the branch breaking because the bird's trust is not on the branch but on its wings, says this lesson best. Believe in yourself, always, always. My personal experience, my challenge, believe in myself when the world takes whacks because I believed the Securities and Exchange Commission said helping the commission would stop these crimes against others. Took time and documents to confirm the Securities and Exchange Commission was taking that information to protect Securities and Exchange Commission interests, not investors. not best interest for investors. Hence, 8.5 more years of investment victims scammed, not just by Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, but other cons and criminals the Securities and Exchange Commission pulled away from cops, from law enforcement, into a fake court. SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, finally said was fake. 8.5 more years of investment client victims scammed, not just by Don Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, but by other cons and criminals. The Federal Bureau of Investigation were not given notice and names of by the Securities and Exchange Commission. 8.5 years of more financial crime victims. State regulators are complicit in being scammed. After all, isn't that what TV show judges say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. 8.5 more years of investment client victims scammed not just by Don Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, but other cons and criminals, but by FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, pretending to be a government agency when FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is anything but the deep pockets FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, keeps diverting attention from. The Buttonwood Agreement, the two lines former Securities and Exchange Commission Commissioner Kara Stein referenced in 2017, says, "We, the subscribers, brokers for the purchase and sale of the public stock, do hereby solemnly promise and pledge ourselves to each other that we will not buy or sell from this day for any person whatsoever, any kind of public stock at a less rate than 0.25% commission on the specie value, and that we will give preference to each other in our negotiations, in testimony whereof we have set our hands on this 17th day of May at New York, 1792. Securities and Exchange Commission's best interest is a confidence gain. In my case, reality, a lack of confidence. I caught Securities and Exchange Commission lawyers on former Securities and Exchange Commission attorney Michael Rinaldi's team curating fake information Securities and Exchange Commission lawyers gave to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office running the federal case USA versus Don J. Bennett. Despite having in hand from me a few years earlier correct information on file in other government regulator records, the Securities and Exchange Commission did not turn the case over to the FBI in 2010, the first time the Securities and Exchange Commission lawyers gave me the Form 1662 whistleblowers form to sign, then to submit to accompany papers the Securities and Exchange Commission wanted to investigate my tip, they said, suspecting Dawn Bennett and her associates at Bennett Group Financial Services were running a scam. Former Securities and Exchange Commission attorney Michael Rinaldi sent me a second Form 1662 to sign, 2016, I think it was. After the U.S. attorney took the U.S. government's case for the feds away from the Securities and Exchange Commission, former Securities and Exchange Commission lawyer Michael Rinaldi left the Securities and Exchange Commission to work at the DOJ, Department of Justice. I often told Rinaldi my investigative work would get Rinaldi the better job Rinaldi wanted. My investigation trainings did just that. The Securities and Exchange Commission Best Interest Confidence Game, and that's what it is, a confidence game, Congress keeps asking for updates on, along with asking Congress for more funding too. Confidence games have been around for longer than the Bernard Madoffs, the Don Bennetts, and this best interest scam the Securities and Exchange Commission has been trying to run. I keep tossing roadblocks, speed bumps, IEDs in front of. I filed comments with attachments exposing what the Securities and Exchange Commission knew, knows, and when, where ideas the Securities and Exchange Commission is implementing got their lead from. www.sec.gov/comments/IA-BD-conduct-standards/CLL4-15341.htm and www.sec.gov/comments/S7-07-08/419080-172805.pdf. Sign of a confidence game is too good to be true, and like I said, read my comment. Securities and Exchange Commission is all scams. It walks like a duck. It talks like a duck. By jingo, it is a duck, a confidence. Confidence man, Victor Lustig's swindle was creative. Lustig conned wealthy businessmen out of thousands of dollars in exchange for money boxes that purportedly produced $100 bills. In another Lustig scam that made headlines, Lustig allegedly tried to sell the Eiffel Tower to a French scrap metal dealer. The Securities and Exchange Commission, bizarrely enough, warns victims of financial scams about fraudsters who claim to be able to get the money back, recovery scammers, yet the Securities and Exchange Commission lets the Securities and Exchange Commission, SRO, Self-Regulatory Organization, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, pull Wall Street financial scam victims away from courts, where FINRA Broker Check's website says investment clients and investment victims go, not into FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. I love the unintended irony, the verbiage that says the scammers often claim to be lawyers, government officials, or consumer advocates to gain the consumer's trust. But victims who pay recovery scammers do not get the money they lost back, making a bad situation even worse. The Securities and Exchange Commission does nothing to stop FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, from pulling victims away from courts into FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority Arbitration Forum the victims are not supposed to go into. That FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, gives the victims and investment advisors arbitration submission forms that are only for securities broker-dealer firms to sign. The Securities and Exchange Commission does not do anything to stop this predatory practice. This is not best interest of the investors, that is. It is of the securities broker-dealer firm's best interest only. At this meeting, the same day, the same time Don Bennett is being sentenced, that one only of Don Bennett's accomplices is being sentenced alongside Don Bennett, the Securities and Exchange Commission Division of Trading and Markets Office Staff Team, Brett Redfern, Lourdes Gonzalez, Emily Westerberg Russell, Alicia Golden, John Fahey, Daniel Fisher, Bradford Bartels, Gita Dingra, will talk on Item 1, Regulation Best Interest Standard of Conduct for Broker-Dealers. Let us say this again, broker-dealers, not investment advisors or investment clients. What the H-E-double-L hockey sticks is Congress trying to pull over on Main Street? Item 1 says, whether to adopt a new rule to establish a standard of conduct for broker-dealers and natural persons who are associated persons of a broker-dealer when making a recommendation to a retail customer of any securities transaction or investment strategy involving securities. The description does not make it clear the Securities and Exchange Commission oversight is broker-dealers, yet the Securities and Exchange Commission is dug deep in investment client and advisor entanglements. Not investment client best interest. Not my interest. Item 2, Form CRS, Relationship Summary. Offices of Division of Investment Management and Division of Trading and Markets will make their pitch. Investment management staff are Dahlia Blass, Sarah G. Tensiethoff, Sarah Cortez, Jennifer Porter, Gina Lay, James McGinnis, Elizabeth Miller, Sirimal Mukherjee, Olawale Oriola, Alexis Palaskak, Benjamin Techmeyer, Roberta Uford, and Trading and Markets presenting staff are Brett Redfern, Lourdes Gonzalez, Emily Westberg Russell, Alicia Golden. The Commission will consider whether to adopt a new and amended rules and forms to require registered investment advisors and registered broker-dealers to provide a brief relationship summary to retail investors. This overview is leaving off a few key words. Firms, registered investment advisor firms, registered broker-dealer firms. Item 3, Standard of Conduct for Investment Advisors. Division of Investment Management Office officers are Dahlia Blass, Sarah G. Tensiethoff, Sarah Cortez, Jennifer Songer, Matthew Cook, Olawale Oriola discussing, the Commission will consider whether to publish a Commission interpretation of the Standard of Conduct for Investment Advisors. Item 4, Interpretation of Solely Incidental, Office of Division of Investment Management, staff addressing, the Commission will consider whether to publish a Commission interpretation of the solely incidental prong of Section 202A11C of the Investment Advisors Act of 1940. Dahlia Blass, Sarah G. Tensiethoff, Sarah Cortez, Parisa Hagishinas, Benjamin Kalish, James McGinnis. Ponder this. A bird sitting on a branch on a tree is never afraid of the branch breaking because the bird's trust is not on the branch but on its wings. Like the bird, I learned my lesson. Believe in yourself. Steer the course. There is more to be done. A question occurred to me in trying to figure out how we can identify scammers coming into our lives. A question. Ask this question. Who am I when no one is looking? My answer? My avatar from Disney's Pixar's Brave, anagrammed and paraphrased Merida, the red-haired, fire-eyed, Glaswegian, crossbow-slinging archer, answers me best. In a land of tradition, a hero will rise, can change a kingdom. If you had a chance to change your fate. June 5, I will be in two places, not at once. Greenbelt Federal Court, then Securities and Exchange Commission headquarters, down on F Street Northeast, kitty corner to the Christian coffee shop, Ebenezer, adjacent Union Station, rung with inspiration at Union Station's building crown. See me. Hear my silence written all over my face as I look at you. My words as I sit, first one room, then the other, a fly on the wall to justice, to obstruction of justice, thinking, not out loud, you are guilty, you are guilty, you are guilty, you too. To which I tell the Securities and Exchange Commission, be careful what you wished for. I am Public Investor 12-03894, steering my course, staying on point. Be good, be back. Please subscribe to my podcast, become a Patreon. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please LinkedIn. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of off your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.